Welcome back to the Dad's Group podcast. Today we're very excited, you might even say we're psyched, to introduce our very own Dad's Group podcast resident psychologist Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. As long as you don't call me Psycho Sarah, we'll be fine.
good one. Psych Sarah, mate, we're so pumped to have you on the team, on board. Something that we ask every interviewee, how are you at 10, mate?
Well, the sky is clear today. That's a good sign. Probably somewhere around an 8 out of 10.
Nice.
Got a good day ahead with the kiddos. So looking forward to that. And what about you, Bernsie?
Yeah, I'm going to say a 9.5 out of 10. I'm going to give myself a half to play with here. I've got a very exciting day ahead of me. So, yeah, and just psyched. I'm going to keep using that pun. I like it. I'm psyched to have you on board, Sarah.
Step into that role, man.
Yeah. How about you, Blair? You don't have a fun nickname like we do, but how are you going out of 10?
Mate, I was a 9.5 until you said that, but then I also looked outside and it's not clear skies here, so which would put me down to a 9. Probably 9.5. It's a good day, good morning. Kids have been great. We had public holiday today. Well, not public. What is it? Just kids didn't go to school for some reason.
Pupil free day.
That's the one. I keep on wanting to say pubic free day, and it's not what it's called. And so I just always stay away from that word. But so it means I got a little sleep in. It was great. It was a fantastic start to the day. But yeah. Sarah, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself? You know, we haven't heard your voice on the podcast before. Tell us a little bit about your family and your background as a psychologist.
Yeah, sure. So my name's Sarah. I work as a clinical psychologist, and it's such a privilege to have that role and to work in that field. I work at a kids clinic when I work, but that doesn't mean that I just work with kids. I have the privilege of working with lots of adults, mums and dads as well as part of that, and families, schools, in private practice. So I love what I get to do. People often ask me about, you know, is it hard work? Yes, it's really hard work at times, but it's so rewarding. It's such a rewarding job. So I love that I get to do what I get to do, get to know so many people. I am also a mum. I've got two little kids who make life super interesting and fun, and a wonderful husband as well. So we make up a family of four, which is, lots of fun. And I love at the moment how all of my learnings as a psychologist are applicable to life as a parent. How good is that?
Absolutely.
Constantly learning and applying stuff.
Definitely. And so for you guys, this is a big reason why we've actually asked Sarah to join our team on the podcast here. So she won't be in every episode. She'll be where she can be. But she just brings so much wisdom, experience through her her studies as a psychologist and her career as a psychologist, but also her connections to other psychologists that specialize in fatherhood, children, whatever else. But I think a big thing that I love about bringing a female on board is, mate, we have a lot to learn from mums. Seriously, dude. And we mentioned about this before. For a lot of guys, we just want to know what are our wives thinking. And even when they say words, what do they actually mean? And I think that's just a big thing that Sarah brings to the table, is just translation. Is a big one.
A translator.
But also, like, you just bring a whole level of womanness to the conversation, which I think is just so valuable. So we really, really appreciate you being a part of this, Sarah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, happy
for sure. Yeah, for our dads, this is a lot easier to, you know, sort of understand what your partner is going through than, you know, you see on social media sometimes those experiments where dads like hook themselves up to a pregnancy simulator or like a birth simulator. Like, this is a lot easier than that. But, you know, Sarah, we're interested in hearing your insights, but particularly I think what is of value to our dads is, in your training as a psych, you did a master's and you conducted a study on what are some of the social supports that exist for stay-at-home dads. So I wonder if, as an intro to you and to your work, if you could pull out maybe some of the themes that came out of that study for our dads. To sort of consider.
Yeah, it was a great area to research. So this was back in 2017, and it's interesting just looking at the difference between where we are now socially and where things were at in 2017 when it comes to the dad space and support for dads. So I got to look at primary caregiving dads. So stay-at-home dads is another word that we use for that.
Yeah.
But it was dads who had their kids most of the week, either were single dads or had partners who were working and carrying most of the workload. But it was really interesting to look at how during the week, if you're a dad home with the kids, what does social support look like for you in what was revealed to be quite a female-oriented space traditionally. So lots of the stuff that came out showed us that this is a kind of an awkward space for dads to be in. So many of the dads that we interviewed found it to be really tricky navigating what were predominantly women-centered places, mother-centered places. So you take your kids to playgroup during the week or, take them to the park, anything. And so many of the dads were talking about the experience of being commented on or having things thrown around like, oh, you're doing the mum thing and going, you know, what do I do with that? How do I be a dad in this space? How do I care for my kids and be the best dad I can be when, you know, this is just not what people expect. And everybody in society is kind of still getting used to dads being so hands-on and dads being so present and some dads having that load throughout the week too, where they're the ones home with the kids. So we looked a lot at what that experience was like and also how they managed to get the support that they needed. Just like mums get support in different ways, how are dads getting the support that they need? Where do they get it from? For the sake of their well-being and the well-being of their kids. We also looked to it some things like balance. So how do dads refuel when they're hanging out with kids all day? Where do they get their adult conversation when you're having so many kid conversations, maybe much like mums too? All these things that are important for, the well-being of dads and also to have a flow-on effect to the well-being of their kids that are in their care. Yeah.
That's awesome. And I think one of the things that we talk about, particularly in dad's group, is there's an identity shift when you become a dad, when you become a father. And I think that's really exacerbated when you're then going into spaces that are predominantly mothers of like, how do I shape and form this identity when I'm the only dad in this space?
Totally.
And, you know, I've been the only dad at a play group and you sort of look around and you feel like all eyes are on you when like everything you do is under scrutiny almost. So I think it's really fascinating to hear some of those themes that you're talking about because, there are a lot of new and expecting dads that will be listening to this that will be stepping into that role. Or even, you know, dads who are a bit further down the track who, you know, maybe for whatever reason that dynamic shifting between them and their partner where they're taking on a bit more care. So, you know, myself, I work 4 days and I'm home 1 day a week with my boy. But our very own Blair, you're about to step into that space too.
Yeah.
So hearing what Sarah's talked about, you're about to go into that same dynamic, 4 days working, 1 day caring for your kids. And we won't say babysitting. It's not babysitting, it's parenting.
Exactly.
But what would you know, sort of hearing what Sarah's talked about some of that stuff, the balance, the, you know, predominantly mothering spaces, the supports that are there, what for you is the biggest consideration as you sort of switch into that gear of being a primary carer for your kids 1 day?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm re-entering back into that. So I was 4 days and then Amy was working 1 day. Then we had Patty and then now, and I've been sort of doing her role for her job 1 day a week while she's on maternity leave. So I just relate to so much of what you said. Like a lot of that has been my experience. You know, you go, I hate the word, seriously. Like I know for a lot of people it's whatever, but for me, I hate it when people say, me, oh, you're babysitting today. Because I think for me, I'm so intentional with my fatherhood journey. I'm so intentional. Like, no. Like, what my role of dad looks like. And when people say babysitting, it really grinds me the wrong way. So I think for me, just being so aware of that going into it, but also like, oh man, I can't, there's a big part of me that wants to educate people, you know, like it's like, dude, you know, for my mates, you know, some of my mates that could be struggling with, you know, knowing how to look after their kids on their own. It's, I want to be like, yeah, like, dude, it's hard, man, but let's go forward and do that together. You know what I mean? So just trying to squash the views in the, you know, going into a change room, and having specific looks at you for being the guy in. You know, I hate that. And I just, yeah.
So
I
think I just relate to a lot of it. When you say change room, you do mean like a baby change room, not
no,
like the
we're not
change room at the gym.
And all the ladies are looking, and it's just like, guys, give me some space here, you know? No, definitely kids' change room. Yeah, just having that feeling of like going in there and you're not meant to be there. Yeah, but it's not true. Yeah. It's 100% not true.
No. I love that you're being intentional about what you do, and not everybody sees that. You know, these people don't know you from a bar of soap.
Yeah.
But you know, underneath the surface, you're like, I'm here. I love my kids. You know, and just because I'm the one here doing that during the week, doesn't mean that I don't know, am any different to any other dad or you know, mum taking care of kids. Yeah, I love what I do. I'm doing intentionally.
Well, Sarah, I wonder if from your study and from you know the dads that you studied and some of that qualitative evidence that you were able to pull out, what would be, I guess, there'd be many things, but what would be one thing that you saw from dads that really helped them to, I guess, excel and do well in that primary carer role?
Yeah, well, I don't want to toot your guys' horn too much, but, you know, dads groups are great. But in all honesty, things have come a long way just in the space of what, like 5-6 years? Maths is not my forte this morning, but things have come a long way. I think there is so much more support out there now than there was a decade ago. And so things like dads groups, where you can find them, fantastic. The opportunity to chat to other dads about what is going on. You may not be a primary caregiving dad, the stay-at-home dad, but you still know what it's like to be a dad, you know, maybe on the weekends and weeknights and when you are home. And so sharing that experience and talking those things through with other dads is absolutely priceless from what these dads have shared. So, yes, you know, being a stay-at-home dad is a unique experience, but I think we can pull out that just connecting with other dads is so important for mental health, for well-being, and again, has that flow-on effect to our kids. If we're filling our cups in some ways, you know, chatting to other dads and mates, then that's going to have a flow-on effect to our kids as that helps us to function well.
Yeah, great. And I suppose this is a good spot to shout out some of our partners as well. You know, Dad's Group, we have groups everywhere, but we've also got some really great partners. And if you are a primary caregiver dad or a stay-at-home dad and you're looking for some support, then we really want to shout out Panda that do some really great stuff in that mental health space for parents, for both partners and dads. So make sure you check out Panda. SMS for dads, you can get those daily reminders or encouragements straight to your phone. And we've got plenty of other resources and supports there. So make sure you check out www.dadsgroup.org. Check out, some of those resources and supports that we've got listed there. And of course, check the back catalog of the Dads Group podcast. We've had some really great chats with some incredible people, and there's some great insights there that you can listen back to.
Definitely. Like we talk a lot about dads groups and stuff like that, unfortunately, because we still are, you know, yes, there's been a lot that's changed in the last however many years, but we still are growing. We are not having the impact that we would like to have. So for you, if we've got a lot of people reach out every week looking for a dads group closer, but unfortunately, we just don't have the resources to have it everywhere. So if that's you, if you do not have a dad's group near you, then please go onto Facebook and join Digital Dad's Group. It's our Facebook page. There's a bunch of dads on there. And that's what we do is we just show that support to each other online. Our hope and our aim is to continue to grow our to get financial support and to be able to grow and implement more dad's groups around Australia. But until then, don't just sit and wish for something. Be proactive with that. Join the group. We would love a chat. We just continually encourage each other through that. If you're actually listening to this and you're like, look, I want to help. I want to help start more dads groups around Australia. You can also, there's also options on our website to help support that, to financially support that and to move help us with our movement of getting dads groups around Australia. You can do that. Go to our website, www.dadsgroup.org. Like Bernsie said, check out the donate button up the top there. And that can be a great way for you to be involved as well to help move this forward faster.
Yeah, Sarah, we're so psyched that you are part of, I didn't even mean it that time, but we're so excited to have you as part of this podcast and part of our team. We can't wait to hear some more of the insights that you'll bring to these episodes and to our dads. So welcome to the team. Welcome to the podcast. We're so excited to have you. And to all the dads out there listening, have a great day.